Archive Flow, Intelligence Data Governance, Case Study Life Sciences ALM Modernization, a ProcellRx case study written and narrated by Dori Gonzalez Acevedo. Stop moving everything forward. That single instruction, stop moving everything forward, is at the heart of everything you are about to hear. It sounds simple. In practice, for large pharmaceutical organizations with decades of accumulated data, it requires a fundamental shift in how modernization is approached. This case study tells the story of two global pharmaceutical organizations that chose governance over default. The numbers that resulted are not incremental, they are structural. $30 million in five-year total value, a 60% reduction in migration costs, an 18 times return on investment, and over 10 terabytes permanently eliminated from active systems. What follows is the evidence and the framework that made it possible. About the organizations. Two pharmaceutical companies are at the center of this story. Organization One is a top 20 global pharmaceutical company with more than $15 billion in annual revenue operating across over 40 countries. Their ALM environment, application lifecycle management, had been running on premises for two decades, supporting over 1,000 active projects spanning drug development, manufacturing, and quality operations. OpenText ALM and Quality Center served as their enterprise system of record for testing and compliance evidence. They engaged ProcellRx's Archive Flow solution. Organization 2 is a mid-cap global biotech and specialty pharma company with a rapidly growing pipeline. They had approximately 350 ALM projects concentrated in commercial manufacturing and quality assurance. They were facing accelerated modernization timelines driven by post-acquisition integration requirements and regulatory commitments. They engaged both Archive Flow and Compliance Flow. Together, these two organizations brought 1,405 projects and 21.5 terabytes of accumulated data to a single governing decision point. Executive summary. Both organizations faced the same inflection point. Their on-premises OpenText ALM environments, each carrying over a decade of accumulated testing data, needed to migrate to OpenText's SaaS platform. The default industry approach would have been a full lift and shift. Move everything forward, validate everything moved, and absorb the full cost of migrating data that had not been accessed in years. ProcellRx took a different approach. Using the Decision Quality Intelligence Framework and the Archive Flow methodology, every project was evaluated against regulatory retention requirements, risk profiles, operational relevance, and audit likelihood. Each project received one of four dispositions: decommission, archive, fresh start, or lift and shift, with documented rationale for every single decision. The results were not incremental, they were structural. $2,558,250 in one-time migration cost avoidance, a 60.7% reduction versus the full lift and shift baseline. $5,505,746 in combined annual recurring savings across infrastructure, licensing, maintenance, and operational efficiency. $30,086,980 in total projected value over 5 years. 10.1 terabytes eliminated from active production systems, 47% of all data, through intelligent decommissioning and archival. A 3.6 month payback on the consulting engagement through avoided migration costs alone. And an 18.2 times return on the one-time investment over 5 years. But the financial story is only one dimension. These engagements also delivered AI-ready data infrastructure at a moment when the pharmaceutical industry's ability to deploy artificial intelligence depends entirely on the quality and governance of its underlying data. Why this matters now? The industry context. This business case does not exist in a vacuum. It sits at the intersection of five converging industry pressures that make ALM modernization, and specifically, intelligent data governance during modernization, one of the highest leverage investments a pharmaceutical CIO can make right now. Technical debt is consuming IT budgets. Enterprise IT organizations now spend 40% of their budgets on legacy system maintenance, According to McKinsey, in 2025, that is not innovation spending. It is the cost of keeping old systems running, systems that were never designed for current workloads, current regulatory expectations, or current data volumes. Gartner reports that 60% of CIOs have seen material increases in technical debt over the past 3 years and recommends allocating 15 to 20% of IT budgets specifically for systematic debt reduction. Companies that address technical debt systematically achieve 20 to 40% productivity gains. Those that do not continue bleeding capital into maintenance while competitors modernize. Legacy modernization projects fail at alarming rates. The industry track record for legacy modernization is sobering. 79% of modernization projects fail, 65% exceed budget and timeline, only 15% complete on time and on budget. Meanwhile, 62% of enterprises still rely on legacy systems, with 78% of enterprise data locked in legacy environments. The ALM market alone is valued at $4.04 billion, growing to $6.99 billion by 2031. Organizations that approach modernization without a data governance strategy are statistically likely to join the majority that fail. FDA enforcement is intensifying. The FDA issued 327 warning letters in the second half of 2025 alone, a 73% increase over the same period in 2024, and conducted 694 additional inspections beyond the prior year's pace. Data integrity citations now appear in over 65% of pharmaceutical warning letters. Each significant compliance failure can cost upward of $1 million in penalties and remediation, with pharmaceutical compliance spending estimated at $50 billion annually across the industry. The regulatory posture is clear. The era of discretionary data governance is over. AI readiness is the new competitive differentiator. 60% of AI projects will be abandoned due to lack of AI-ready data, according to Gartner in February of 2025. Only 39% of organizations report measurable EBIT impact from AI despite 88% reporting regular use. 95% of enterprise GenAI pilots produce no measurable profit and loss impact. The life sciences AI market is projected to grow from $2.5 billion to $17.7 billion by 2030, over 600% growth, but organizations with ungoverned data foundations will not participate in that value creation. They will spend those years cleaning data before AI can be applied at all. Sustainability is becoming a regulatory obligation. Global data center electricity consumption is projected to reach between 620 and 1,050 terawatt hours by 2026, generating between 290 and 490 million tons of carbon dioxide annually. By 2030, that range climbs further, with carbon emissions of up to 1.04 billion tons. For pharmaceutical enterprises with ESG reporting obligations, unnecessary data storage is not just a cost. It is a material environmental disclosure consideration. Data governance and environmental stewardship are converging. The window to modernize with governance before AI makes ungoverned data catastrophic is closing fast. The problem: 30 years of accumulated data, limited governance, application lifecycle management platforms, specifically, OpenText ALM and Quality Center have served as the backbone of pharmaceutical testing operations for nearly three decades. ALM is the system of record for test planning, defect management, requirements traceability, and compliance evidence across the most heavily regulated software environments in the world. What ALM was never designed to do, and what no one built a process around, was decide what to do with that data once it stopped being actively useful. The result, across two pharmaceutical organizations in this case study, was predictable. Nobody questioned whether data should exist. Nobody evaluated whether it was still needed. Nobody calculated what it cost to maintain. It just accumulated. And when the time came to modernize, to move from on-premises to SaaS, from legacy versions to current architecture, the default instinct was to move everything forward. That instinct is expensive, risky, and increasingly indefensible. The cost of ungoverned data is not visible on any single line item. It is distributed across infrastructure budgets, licensing fees, upgrading project costs, staff time, and, increasingly, regulatory risk. The first step towards solving it is making it visible. That is what decision quality intelligence does. The ProcellRx approach, decision quality intelligence. ProcellRx did not approach these engagements as migration projects. They were approached as governance transformation, where the migration was the catalyst, the forcing function that created the opportunity to make conscious, documented, defensible decisions about every piece of data in the environment. The decision quality intelligence framework starts with a simple principle. Every data governance decision should be made deliberately, with documented reasoning, against criteria that are defensible in a regulatory audit. No data moves forward by default. No data gets deleted without rationale. Every project receives one of four dispositions. Decommission. For data that has reached end of life, has no ongoing regulatory requirement, and carries no active operational value. This is the highest ROI disposition. Archive. For data that must be retained for regulatory or reference purposes, but does not need to remain in active production systems. Stored separately, indexed, accessible when needed, invisible when not. Fresh start. For projects where the existing data environment is too fragmented or outdated to migrate cleanly, and where starting fresh in the new SaaS environment is more efficient than carrying legacy complexity forward. Lift and shift, reserved for a small subset of projects where active current data genuinely requires migration to the new environment, used sparingly by design. Every disposition is backed by data. Not assumption, not institutional habit, not the path of least resistance. Execution, three parallel tracks. Track one, fresh start deployments. New OpenText ALM SaaS instances were configured to the latest version from day one, leveraging modern architecture and optimized performance with only actively maintained current testing evidence. Critically, both organizations moved from on-premises infrastructure to SaaS, meaning they will never fall behind on versions again. The era of costly upgrade projects is permanently behind them. Track two, intelligent archival. Every piece of historical test data was systematically evaluated against regulatory retention requirements, risk profiles, product lifecycle stage, and audit likelihood. Data deemed appropriate for long-term reference, but not active operational use, was migrated to a secure, indexed archive repository, separately managed, separately hosted, separately governed, accessible when needed, invisible when not. Track three, minimize lift and shift. Rather than moving terabytes of legacy data forward in bulk, only genuinely required evidence was transitioned to the modern SaaS environment. Everything else flowed intelligently into the archive or was decommissioned entirely, with full documentation of the decision rationale. The result was a fundamentally different operating model, one built on conscious governance rather than accumulation by default. The results, value across every dimension. Immediate cost avoidance. The baseline cost of migrating all 1,405 projects across both QA and production environments was $4,215,000. The actual one-time cost of the intelligent disposition approach was $1,656,750, a 60.7% reduction. Looking at the two organizations individually, Organization 1 had 1,055 projects. Their baseline migration cost was $3,165,000. The actual cost came in at $1,240,750, generating $1,924,250 in one-time savings, with annual recurring savings of $3,124,996 and a five-year total value of $17,549,230. Organization 2 had 350 projects. Their baseline migration cost was $1,050,000. The actual cost was $416,000, generating $634,000 in one-time savings, with annual recurring savings of $2,380,750 and a five-year total value of $12,537,750. The combined $2,558,250 in one-time savings is just the upfront migration cost avoidance. The ongoing value, $5.5 million annually in recurring savings, dwarfs that number in every subsequent year. Savings by disposition. The economic returns vary dramatically by disposition, revealing the outsized value of intelligent governance decisions. Decommission, one-time cost of $20,750, one-time savings of $228,250, annual savings of $3,695,655. That represents 67.1% of all annual recurring savings. Archive, one-time cost of $766,000, one-time savings of $1,532,000. Annual savings of $860,283, 15.6% of annual savings. Fresh start, one-time cost of $798,000, one-time savings of $798,000, annual savings of $903,272, 16.4% of annual savings. Lift and shift, one-time cost of $72,000, no one-time savings, annual savings of $46,537, 0.8% of annual savings. The most striking insight, decommissioning just 83 projects, 5.9% of the total, generated 67.1% of all annual recurring savings. Each decommissioned project generates $44,526 per year in recurring savings, making decommission by far the highest return disposition. It is worth noting, Procelle RX recommended decommissioning up to 35% of projects using the Decision Quality Intelligence Framework. If this guidance had been fully implemented, annual recurring savings could have been significantly greater. Ongoing annual savings breakdown. The $5,505,746 in combined annual recurring savings comes from multiple categories. Infrastructure, annual on-premises costs, servers, storage arrays, backup systems, disaster recovery replication, physical space, power, and cooling are eliminated and replaced with right-sized SaaS licensing. The storage savings alone from decommissioning 5.7 terabytes of data represent millions in avoided annual costs. Storage, 10.1 terabytes eliminated from active systems. An additional 4.4 terabytes moved from expensive production storage to lower-cost archive storage, further reducing the cost profile. Upgrade projects. Both organizations historically invested significantly in each major ALM version upgrade. Consulting fees, internal project management, testing, validation, and downtime. On SaaS, upgrades are continuous and automatic. That cost is permanently zero. Concurrent user licensing. Legacy concurrent user counts were reduced from 730 to 450 combined, a 38% reduction, representing 280 fewer concurrent licenses. Template consolidation. Both organizations consolidated from multiple divergent workflow templates to a single template per organization, eliminating ongoing maintenance overhead permanently. Maintenance labor. IT and quality staff time previously consumed by ALM environment maintenance, performance tuning, storage management, and incident response is substantially reduced. Productivity dividend. Faster, cleaner systems mean faster teams. QA and validation professionals now operate in environments optimized for current data at full performance. Multi-year value projections. When one-time savings are combined with annual recurring savings, the total economic value compounds rapidly. In year one, combined value reaches $8,063,996. Over 3 years, $19,075,488. Over 5 years, $30,086,980. The consulting engagement itself was paid back within 3.6 months through avoided migration costs alone, before a single dollar of recurring savings was counted. The 5-year ROI is 18.2 times the one-time investment. Data integrity and system performance. Looking at the data footprint specifically, across both organizations combined, 5.7 terabytes were decommissioned and deleted. 4.4 terabytes were archived as read-only. 11.4 terabytes were migrated forward. Total data volume was 21.5 terabytes. 10.1 terabytes were eliminated from active systems entirely. This matters for day-to-day operations, but it matters even more for the integrity of quality decisions being made from that data, and critically, for AI systems that will soon be operating against it. Data integrity and compliance. With FDA data integrity citations appearing in over 65% of pharmaceutical warning letters and enforcement activity increasing 73% year over year, clean and governed data environments are no longer optional. They are a regulatory imperative. The ProCellRx approach transforms compliance from a cost center into a competitive advantage. Sustainability and environmental stewardship. Intelligent data governance is an environmental act. By eliminating 10.1 terabytes from active infrastructure and dramatically reducing data sprawl, both organizations achieved measurable reductions in their environmental footprint. The calculation is straightforward. Enterprise on-premises storage consumes approximately 300 kilowatt hours per terabyte per year in direct energy. On-premises facilities run at an average power usage effectiveness of 1.6 times, meaning for every watt of compute and storage, another 0.6 watts goes to cooling, lighting, and facility overhead. Both organizations maintained full disaster recovery replication, effectively doubling the storage footprint. That gives us 960 kilowatt hours per terabyte per year of effective energy consumption. At the United States EPA grid emission factor of 0.42 kilograms of carbon dioxide per kilowatt hour, eliminating 10.1 terabytes translates to roughly 4.1 metric tons of carbon dioxide avoided annually, or approximately 20.4 metric tons over 5 years. That is the equivalent of taking nearly one passenger vehicle off the road every year, or 4.4 passenger vehicle years over the 5-year horizon. These are conservative estimates. They do not account for backup infrastructure, typically 3 times replication for enterprise backup, the energy consumed by continuous backup cycling, or the embedded carbon in the server hardware that can now be decommissioned. A more aggressive calculation, including backup replication and hardware lifecycle, would roughly triple these figures. These carbon savings are reportable under Scope 2, purchased electricity, for on-premises infrastructure, or Scope 3, value chain emissions, for cloud and SaaS transitions. With global data center carbon emissions disclosure intensifying, organizations that can demonstrate quantifiable data elimination have a credible sustainability narrative that goes beyond aspiration. The AI imperative, why data governance is now a strategic emergency. This is not a future state concern. AI is being deployed in pharmaceutical operations right now, in drug discovery, clinical trial design, manufacturing optimization, regulatory submissions, pharmacovigilance, and quality management. The question is no longer whether your organization will use AI. The question is whether your data is ready for AI to use, or whether AI is about to amplify every governance failure your organization has accumulated over 30 years. Every AI model is only as good as the data it operates on. Legacy ALM environments containing decades of ungoverned, mixed quality, inconsistently structured data are not obstacles to AI adoption. They are active liabilities. An AI system trained on contaminated data does not produce cautious outputs. It produces confidently wrong outputs. In a GXP-regulated environment, confidently wrong is catastrophic. Hallucination amplification, AI models querying decades of mixed quality data, obsolete test runs, duplicate records, stale artifacts, superseded requirements, generate outputs that look authoritative but are unreliable. With traditional software, bad data produces bad reports. With AI, bad data produces bad decisions that get automated and scaled. A single hallucination rooted in contaminated legacy data can cascade through downstream systems, other agents, and decision chains before anyone catches the original error. Regulatory exposure. The FDA's January 2025 draft guidance on AI in drug development introduced a risk-based credibility framework requiring AI models to demonstrate data quality, auditability, and continuous monitoring for data drift, performance degradation as underlying data changes. In January 2026, the EMA and FDA jointly released guiding principles establishing common AI standards across the world's two largest pharmaceutical markets. Organizations deploying AI against ungoverned legacy data are building on a foundation that will not survive regulatory scrutiny under these frameworks. Data debt compounds faster than financial debt. McKinsey uses the term data debt for the structural burden of siloed, inconsistent, ungoverned information that prevents AI from delivering value. Unlike financial debt, data debt does not sit quietly on a balance sheet. Every new project, every test run, every data element added to an ungoverned environment increases the remediation cost and decreases the odds that AI initiatives will succeed. At 20% annual project growth, data debt doubles in under 4 years. Agentic AI multiplies the stakes. The next wave of enterprise AI is not passive analytics. It is agentic AI, autonomous systems that take actions, make decisions, and orchestrate workflows without a human in the loop at every step. When agents generate confident but incorrect outputs and act autonomously, the downstream damage can cascade through decision chains before anyone notices the original error. In a pharmaceutical testing center of excellence, that means an AI agent operating against ungoverned ALM data could autonomously generate incorrect test recommendations, misclassify defects, or produce invalid traceability evidence, all with full confidence and zero human checkpoint. The guardrails must exist before agents are deployed, not after. What these engagements actually delivered for AI readiness. The PerSellerx engagement did not just save money and reduce risk. It built the governed data foundation that AI requires, eliminating 10.1 terabytes of noise from active systems, establishing documented disposition rationale for every project, and replacing decades of accumulated ambiguity with a clean, auditable, AI-ready data environment. Organizations that complete this work now arrive at AI deployment with infrastructure regulators can scrutinize and models can trust. Organizations that do not will spend the next several years remediating the foundation before AI can be applied at all. The regulatory clock is ticking. Regulatory bodies are not waiting for industry to self-govern. The enforcement and guidance trajectory is clear and accelerating. In January of 2025, the FDA issued draft guidance on the use of artificial intelligence to support regulatory decision-making for drug and biological products. In June of 2025, the FDA completed its first AI-assisted scientific review pilot program. In the second half of 2025, FDA warning letters surged 73% year-over-year. In January of 2026, the EMA and FDA jointly released guiding principles for good AI practice in drug development. Also in 2026, EU GMP Annex 22 was updated with AI and machine learning specific provisions. The window is not staying open indefinitely. The data governance accountability gap. The results documented in this case study are impressive. They are also conservative. Both organizations chose not to follow PerSellerx's full decommissioning and archival recommendations. And the gap between what was achieved and what was possible tells an important story about the real barriers to data governance in large enterprises. Three structural factors drove the gap between PerSellerx's recommendations and what the organizations ultimately executed. Quality organization knowledge gaps. The quality teams responsible for approving disposition decisions did not always have sufficient context to evaluate recommendations confidently. When a project had not been touched in 8 years, the people who created it had often retired, transferred, or left the company. The institutional knowledge needed to say yes, that can go, had eroded. And in that vacuum, the default answer was keep it. 80% or more of legacy data had no data stewards. Across both organizations in this engagement, the vast majority of legacy data had no identified owner, no assigned steward, and no clear line of accountability. When nobody owns the data, nobody can authorize its disposition. This is not a technology failure. It is an organizational one. And in ProcellerX's experience across pharmaceutical clients, it is endemic across the industry. Decision paralysis on 10-plus-year-old data. For data that predated current staff tenure, current regulatory interpretations, and sometimes current product lifecycle stages, organizations defaulted to retention rather than risk a decision they were not confident about. The irony: retaining ungoverned data creates more regulatory risk than a well-documented decommissioning decision ever could. These three factors, knowledge erosion, stewardship vacuums, and decision paralysis, represent a systemic gap that exists in virtually every pharmaceutical organization with legacy testing infrastructure. This is exactly why decision quality intelligence matters as a sustained governance practice, not just an engagement deliverable. ProcellRx recommends that clients implement a data governance accountability model as a standard component of any modernization engagement, assigning data stewardship, establishing decision authority, and creating escalation paths before disposition decisions begin. What this means for the business case. The $30.1 million in five-year value documented here represents the floor, not the ceiling. Had both organizations implemented ProcellRx's full decommissioning recommendations, the additional annual savings from decommissioning would have been substantial, given that decommissioning generates $44,526 per project per year in recurring savings. For CIOs evaluating this business case, the conservative nature of these results is itself evidence of the methodology's value. Every number presented here was achieved with organizations that exercised caution beyond what the data-driven framework recommended. An organization willing to follow the framework fully would realize proportionally greater returns. In the words of a senior IT director from one of the pharma organizations involved, we understood the AI imperative. What we had not connected was that our ALM environment was sitting in the critical path. The change management required to get there was more than we anticipated. Getting teams to make disposition decisions on data they had not touched in years takes organizational readiness you cannot assume exists, but we came out the other side with a data environment we can actually use. That part was worth it. The growth imperative, why governance must be sustained. The savings documented here are real, but they are not permanent by default. Both organizations operate in growth environments where new testing projects are created continuously. If governance lapses after modernization, the same accumulation dynamics that created the original problem will reassert themselves faster than most organizations expect. Modeling at a conservative 20% annual project growth rate tells a stark story. Under sustained governance, the active project count holds flat. New projects enter at the same rate as completed projects are archived or decommissioned. Under ungoverned growth, the active count nearly triples in 5 years, returning to pre-engagement levels by early year six and erasing $22.4 million in cumulative value. Year by year, the governance value gap compounds: $1.1 million in year one, $3.4 million in year two, $6.8 million in year three, $11.6 million in year four, and $22.4 million by year five. Decision quality intelligence is not a one-time project. It is an operating discipline. The cost of sustaining it is a fraction of the cost of not sustaining it. The business case, four dimensions. One, the economic case. The organizations realized $2,558,250 in one-time migration cost avoidance, a 60.7% reduction versus the full lift and shift baseline. annual recurring savings of $5.5 million compound to $8.1 million in year one, $19.1 million over 3 years, and $30 million over 5 years. The consulting engagement pays back within 3.6 months. The five-year ROI is 18.2 times. Perhaps most telling, Organization 2, with roughly one-third the project count of Organization 1, generated savings efficiency 2.3 times higher on a per-project basis, $6,802 versus $2,962 in annual savings per project. This demonstrates that the decision quality intelligence methodology scales efficiently across different organizational sizes and complexity profiles. Two, the regulatory case, the instinct to preserve everything is rooted in a legitimate compliance concern, but undifferentiated preservation creates its own regulatory risk. Environments containing decades of mixed quality, poorly governed data are harder to audit, not easier. They create ambiguity about what is current, what is authoritative, and what a regulatory reviewer should rely on. Decision quality intelligence resolves this. When every governance decision is documented with clear regulatory rationale, organizations can demonstrate to any auditor exactly why data was retained, archived, or decommissioned, and why that decision was appropriate. That is a stronger compliance posture than we kept everything, not a weaker one. Three, the sustainability case. Data has a carbon footprint. Servers consume power. Storage arrays require cooling. Disaster recovery systems replicate data across geographies continuously. For organizations with ESG reporting obligations, increasingly all large pharmaceutical enterprises, the environmental cost of data accumulation is becoming a material disclosure consideration. These engagements eliminated 10.1 terabytes from active infrastructure. Intelligent data governance is simultaneously a financial, operational, and environmental act. Four, the AI case, the most urgent argument. This is the argument that should drive the timeline. The window to build AI-ready infrastructure cleanly, before remediation becomes necessary, is open now. It is closing fast. Gartner projects 60% of AI initiatives will be abandoned due to data quality issues. MIT research shows 95% of enterprise Gen AI pilots produce no measurable financial impact. Poor data quality costs the U.S. economy $3.1 trillion annually, and 63% of organizations do not have the data management practices needed for AI. The choice is not between AI and no AI. It is between AI as a competitive advantage now and AI as a remediation project later, at far greater cost and regulatory risk. Procella Rx delivers the governed data foundation that makes the first outcome possible. Procella Rx methodology, compliance flow and archive flow. Decision quality intelligence, the governing principle. Decision quality intelligence is Procella Rx's proprietary governance framework. It ensures that every data disposition decision in a modernization engagement is made deliberately, documented with clear rationale, validated against regulatory retention requirements, and defensible in any audit context. Archive Flow, Archive as a Service. Archive Flow is Procella Rx's Archive as a Service, the decision and execution engine for long-term data archival. It evaluates every project against regulatory retention requirements, risk profiles, and operational relevance, then executes the appropriate disposition with full documentation, maintained accessibility, and audit-ready rationale. Compliance Flow, Application Managed Service. Compliance Flow is Procella Rx's application managed service for OpenText ALM and AgiliProve, providing ongoing operational support and quality governance across the full application lifecycle. Organization 2 engaged both products, combining Archive Flow for intelligent data disposition with Compliance Flow for sustained managed service operations post-migration. Open ecosystem, vendor neutral. Procella Rx's value is in the governance methodology and the decision quality intelligence it produces. The firm works with whatever technology ecosystem clients operate in, OpenText, Jira, Azure DevOps, or any other ALM and testing platform, with recommendations driven entirely by the client's data, regulatory context, and business objectives. Next steps. Procella RX Archive Flow engagements are custom scoped based on your specific ALM environment, regulatory context, compliance history, and business objectives. Organizations requiring ongoing managed service support for OpenText ALM and Agile-approved post-migration can extend their engagement through Compliance Flow. To explore whether intelligent data stewardship could deliver comparable value in your organization, Procella RX recommends beginning with three steps. Step one, a discovery conversation, a focused session to understand your ALM footprint, compliance constraints, current infrastructure cost structure, and migration timeline pressures. Step two, a landscape assessment, a lightweight evaluation of your data environment to identify archival and decommissioning opportunities, quantify potential savings, and map regulatory retention requirements. Step three, a tailored proposal. A phased engagement proposal, beginning with a pilot project designed to demonstrate return on investment before full-scale commitment. These two organizations prove that 30 years of legacy data does not have to be permanent weight. With the right governance framework, it becomes strategic advantage, clean systems, recovered capital, reduced environmental impact, and a foundation built for the AI era. Thank you for listening. ProcellarX is a woman-owned, LGBTQ+, minority strategic consulting firm specializing in computerized systems validation, computer software assurance, and digital validation for pharmaceutical, biotech, medical device, and digital health industries. Dori Gonzalez Acevedo co-leads ISPE's Digital Validation Subcommittee and co-authored the ISPE Good Practice Guide, Digital Validation. Quality isn't proprietary. Progress isn't optional.